On today's show, Sandy Monroe says the Tesla Model 3 is way more profitable than anyone realizes. The Genesis G70 is going to surprise a lot of enthusiasts. And Citroën came out with the weirdest glasses you've ever seen. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. While sales of big trucks show no sign of slowing down in the U.S. market, according to Ward's Auto, medium and heavy-duty sales were up 10% in June compared to a year ago. And in the first half of the year, big trucks are up 17%. Earlier in the year, we predicted the growth in big trucks could be a leading indicator for light vehicle sales. We were right. The passenger vehicle market is up this year, when most analysts were predicting it would fall. And the market for all-wheel drive vehicles is positively booming. Ward's Auto reports that all-wheel drive sales in the U.S., the country currently leading the all-wheel drive charge, have more than doubled in the last 20 years. And this is an international trend, too. Ward's predicts that 22% of the global automotive market will be all-wheel drive by 2025. And one of the most interesting parts of this trend is that China is projected to surpass Japan as the world's number two producer of all-wheel drive vehicles by 2025. Ward says one of the biggest factors behind this trend is the push towards electric vehicles, which is making all-wheel drive cheaper and easier. The Genesis G70 can competently compete with the best sports sedans from Europe. And that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Hyundai has really struggled to launch its Genesis luxury brand. It faces big challenges with distribution, sales, and marketing. But when it comes to the cars, Genesis is golden. And the all-new G70 is a good example of that. It competes in the same segment as the BMW 3 Series and is a serious contender. Last week, we gave you the most important specs about the car. Now let's talk about how it drives. We got to experience it on real roads as a daily driver might, but we also got to take it out on a track, and that's when this car really comes alive. As soon as you slide into the firm front seats, you know this is meant to be a driver's car. The G70 feels solid and planted, equal to any of the European sports sedans. We did not get a chance to drive the Turbo 4, but the Turbo V6 is very responsive with a pleasant but not obtrusive exhaust note. The steering effort is a bit on the heavy end, but very linear. This car goes where it's pointed. The brakes are similarly linear, allowing you to easily modulate your effort. And we didn't experience any brake fade, even after repeatedly hauling the car down from high speed. Enthusiasts will immediately appreciate how well this car is engineered, but it will take a connoisseur to actually go out and buy one. And that, in a nutshell, is the challenge that Genesis faces. So far, only a select few have discovered how good these cars are. Monroe & Associates finished its teardown and analysis of the Tesla Model 3, and the results are startling. Sandy Monroe, the president of the company, says his first impressions of the car kind of misled him, and that now he has to eat crow. It's all got to do with the potential profitability of the car.
So I have to eat crow. I didn't think it was going to happen this way, but the Model 3 is profitable.
Okay, you say profitable, but
over
what
30%.
Kind of over 30%?
Over 30%.
So nobody in the auto industry is getting 30% now, are they?
Yes, they are, but not in the electric field. No electric car is getting 30% net. Nobody. Or 30% growth.
Well, give us an example. How is Tesla able to do this?
Well, let's go back to what I said before about the integration of the electronics. So here's the rear view mirror. So if you look at the rear view mirror for the Tesla 3, it costs about $29.50. The BMW i3, $93 approximately. And then you look at the Chevy Bolt, it's $164. You know what? That's the magic associated with using components that are already on the car, and you make them work double or triple duty. That kind of stuff shows up quite often inside the Tesla.
And we have that complete video posted on our YouTube channel. You just got to search for the Autoline Network. And in racing news over the weekend, Scott Dixon took advantage of a driving error by Joseph Newgarden and drove his Honda-powered Ganassi car to victory at the Grand Prix of Toronto. And you know what? Dixon is one of the greatest IndyCar drivers of all time. The New Zealander only trails AJ Foyt and Mario Andretti for IndyCar in wins and could even top their records someday. In NASCAR, Martin Truex took his Toyota Camry to a dominating victory at the Kentucky Motor Speedway. This is the fourth victory for Truex, who is third in the championship standings. Speaking of motor racing, could this be the race car of the future? Well, that's coming up next.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
On Friday, we talked about the lackluster run of an autonomous 1965 Ford Mustang up the hill at Goodwood, but it wasn't the only autonomous vehicle there. One of the cars from the RoboRace series took a little over a minute and a half to complete the climb. And while it wasn't exactly exciting, it could be a peek into the future of racing. The goal is for 10 teams to race autonomous electric cars, but this is a spec series, and the challenge for each team will be to develop the most competitive autonomous software. And one of the teams will be crowdsourced. So if you know how to code, you too could compete. It's an interesting idea. But so far, they haven't been able to get any teams to officially join the series. The French can be known to have quirky styling. And check out these glasses from the automaker Citroën. But these glasses, called Citroëns, aren't about fashion. They've been developed to reduce motion sickness, which happens when the brain gets conflicting signals about what the body is doing. The rings in the glasses are half filled with a blue liquid, which the eyes use to help establish a horizon, and that helps even out the information being sent to the brain. The glasses were tested by the French Navy and were said to be 95% effective. They cost about $115 and go on sale to anyone that orders them in September. And hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. We've got a treat for you, an all-electric Corvette from a company called Genovation. Not only is it beautifully engineered, but it's wicked fast. So you won't want to miss this show. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.